Good morning. Today is Friday, March 8th, 2024. My name is Alyssa, and I'm an alcoholic. Let's start with a moment of silence for the suffering and recovering alcoholics and their loved ones inside and out of the rooms. The Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen. Daily Reflections, Turning It Over. Every man and woman who has joined AA and intends to stick has, without realizing it, made a beginning on step 3. Isn't it true that in all matters touching upon alcohol, each of them has decided to turn his or her life over to the care, protection, and guidance of Alcoholics Anonymous? Any willing newcomer feels sure AA is the only safe harbor for the foundering vessel he has become. Now, if this is not turning one's will and life over to a newfound providence, then what is it? 12 Steps and 12 Traditions, page 35. Submission to God was the first step to my recovery. I believe our fellowship speaks a spirituality open to a new kinship with God. As I exert myself to follow the path of the steps, I sense a freedom that gives me the ability to think for myself. My addiction confined me without any release and hindered my ability to be released from my self-confinement, but AA assures me of a way to go forward. Mutual sharing, concern, and caring for others is our natural gift to each other, and mine is strengthened as my attitude toward God changes. I learned to submit to God's will in my life, to have self-respect, and to keep both of these attitudes by giving away what I receive. As Bill Season Number 68, Renew Your Effort. Though I know how hurt and sorry you must be after this slip, please do not worry about a temporary loss of your inner peace. As calmly as you can, just renew your effort on the AA program, especially those parts of it which have to do with meditation and self-analysis. Could I also suggest that you look at excessive guilt for what it is? Nothing but a sort of reverse pride. A decent regret for what has happened is fine. But guilt? No. Indeed, the slip could well have been brought about by unreasonable feelings of guilt because of other moral failures, so-called. Surely you ought to look into this possibility. Even here, you should not blame yourself for failure. You can be penalized only for refusing to try for better things. Letter 1958. Let's end with the Lord's Prayer. Who brings us here? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Keep coming back. It works if you work it. Dear God, please help me stay sober today. Amen.